New concerns are slowing down a controversial agreement between the state attorney general and the state's largest hospital network. The deal with Partners Healthcare is intended to keep medical costs down while at the same time allowing Partners to grow even larger. But members of the state's Health Policy Commission, which is tasked with keeping medical costs in check, are asking what the agreement's actual impact might be. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
The deal Attorney General Martha Coakley reached with Partners says prices for the network will have to stay in line with inflation for 6.5 years. That's good, says Health Policy Commission Chairman Stuart Altman, but not enough.
Prices themselves, they are important, but they're not the end of the game.
To explain why, picture a colleague, neighbor, maybe your grandmother, someone you know who's had hip replacement surgery. Now, says Altman, picture two hospitals.
And in one place, a hip costs $10,000 to replace, and the another one's $15,000.
Under the AG's deal, there are limits on how much Partners could increase the price at both hospitals, but there's nothing that would keep Partners from sending more patients to the $15,000 place. So if more patients have hips replaced at higher charging hospitals, total healthcare costs go up, even if prices don't.
Total medical expenditures, when we finally figure it out, is going to go up by a lot, but yet the price increases were fine.
The AG would have someone monitoring Partners who would, in theory, say hold on if shifts that hike up costs were to occur. But healthcare billing is complicated, and that monitor would only be able to review about 25% of the care Partners delivers, those patients who are paid for under a global budget. Rick Lord, a commission member who is also CEO of Associated Industries of Massachusetts, the state's largest employer group, questions many parts of the deal.
Such as potential price caps that are only in place for a few years, whether those types of things are effective enough to control the potential price increases that the commission has raised.
Coakley's spokesman Brad Puffer says the AG considered prior comments from the commission in her lengthy negotiations with Partners.
The proposed consent judgment will help control health costs and alter Partners' business practices for the next 10 years, accomplishing more than a lawsuit would have done.
Coakley chose to negotiate with Partners rather than suing to block its expansion. She initially asked a judge for a speedy review of the agreement, but yesterday, Coakley requested and was given more time to get information about one of the mergers included in the deal. Of course, more time to review means a longer delay for hospitals eager to join the Partners network. Partners spokesman Rich Kopp.
We appreciate the patience of the South Shore Hospital and Hallmark Health System communities who strongly support these affiliations, and we look forward to working with them to deliver high-quality care that is affordable and accessible to patients in those communities.
Some of the Partners' competitors in those communities say the issues raised by the Health Policy Commission are further proof that the Partners AG deal should not be approved. That decision is up to Suffolk Superior Court Judge Janet Sanders, who is scheduled to review the case at the end of September, when Coakley will either be in the final stage of a campaign for governor or out of the running after a primary election a few weeks earlier. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.